Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We're continuing our conversation with Katie Humphreys. Katie is a wife, a mom, an author, an artist, and an entrepreneur, just among a few of the many hats she wears. She's a Lexington, Kentucky resident, and you ought to go check out her website, katiehumphreys.com. That's H-U-M-P-H-R-E-S-S, katiehumphreys.com. Yesterday, we talked about her book, Fake IDs. It's geared more to college students, specifically women, but I got a lot out of it as I was preparing for our program because I think a lot of things we learned in college we still struggle with as adults. So I want to encourage you to pick that up. You can get it from her website, katiehumphreys.com, or through Amazon. It's just like it sounds, fake IDs. So check that out on our website, the podcast. If you did miss that, you can go to hopeishere.today. Catch that, only 14 minutes, so it'll be something good to listen to, or you could share it with your college student. I think they'd really relate to it. Katie's a great communicator, and today we're going to continue talking about her book, but one of the things that I want to talk to her about is she listed top 10 things that I would tell my younger self. And so, Katie, we won't be able to do all 10, but I picked out a few, and you can share some of them. But the first one I just want to ask you about, I thought this was great. You said, God is not pacing the clouds, ready to strike you dead, or at the very least, make you miserable. Learn about God's true character. It will change you. And, you know, Katie, as I read that, your book is geared towards college students, but, man, I found at least a lot of us still as adults in our 30s, 40s, 50s, and even older still think God is like some angry school monitor just waiting for us to do something wrong so he can put us in time out. Is that kind of what you were saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I absolutely. And I think that that's where I kind of got so off track was, I mean, would you even, I think, I didn't really want a relationship with a God that was pacing the clouds waiting to strike me dead and miserable, right?
Absolutely.
And so when I realized that that's not who he is at all, and that was just some kind of, it's like a bad rumor. You know how like a rumor starts and it gets worse and worse? Mm-hmm. I think one of the most destructive rumors in our society is that that is who God is, and it's just not who he is.
Yeah.
So when I realized that God is loving and that he has a plan for me and that he looks at me in love, now, does that mean he looks at me and says, man, now that was an awesome choice?
Right.
Got to be, well, that's the rest of the book. But but he loves me no matter what. And I want to get to know that guy, right?
Of course.
So that changed it all.
Well, that's good. That's good because, like I said, I think whether you're in college or you're adults like we are that have many seasons under our belt, you have to fight back that lie that the enemy wants to tell you that God is, you know, looking just to catch you in trouble. All right, this one was kind of unique, but you know what? I thought, man, this is true. If a hot guy notices you in your tight shirt, so will that old man at McDonald's. Katie, elaborate on that one, please.
Well, I actually did. I remember being at McDonald's, and I remember, you know, just I just wanted validation when I was younger, and I wanted it through attention from not just other, you know, guys, but just also other girls. I wanted them to think, oh, yeah, she's so skinny, she's so great. And I thought that's so I dressed for that because I needed that validation, and really, I'll never forget being at McDonald's, and I was like, yeah, I need validation, but oh, gross, he's like my grandpa.
Yeah.
And just had like that icky feeling and realizing, wait a minute, I don't know about my strategy here. I don't know if it's working out how I thought. And so really, I kind of wrote that too, and it kind of goes on. Oh, I see what you wrote down, number three. There you go. Why don't you go for that one? Because that kind of ties it in.
Well, it ties in, exactly. So I probably didn't set you well, but the one thing I would just say, though, is that I don't think people, and you know, it's oh, you're old or whatever, but people will see you and you know you're young and you take good care of yourself, you're an attractive lady, you're not a stick in the mud. But I mean, the way a person, especially ladies, even guys, but the way you dress and present yourself is the way people are going to perceive you. Is that a fair statement? Or
well, and I think too, though, no, and I and that's where like, and the number three says quit beating yourself up even about your shirts,
right.
And I think that that's almost the more important one for me, is because number two, like, you can come at that from a really judgmental place, and that is not the point of this at all, right?
No, exactly.
The point is not judgment, and because do two wrongs make a right?
No.
Right? When have they ever? When has judging someone's outfit ever been?
Exactly.
Right? So, and I think for me, I just, I really did. Once I realized certain things that I was doing to get validation from other people, then I judged myself. And so that's why I really learned to be careful about judging myself and other people, and instead just getting my validation not from what people think, whether it's good or it's bad, or it's based on an outfit or a good grade, or it really, you could insert anything there, right?
Oh, absolutely. No right? doubt. But I love, like you said, the one you listed in your top 10 right after, quit beating yourself up, even about your shirts, because I have just found, as somebody that's been in vocational ministry, I didn't start till later in life, but I've been doing that for 15 years now, and I have found, Katie, that people are harder on themselves than God is. Have you found that
to be true? That's why, number one, yeah, right? Yeah. And that was me. I was just always, and if I made a mistake, I would just be so hard on myself, but that's because I didn't have an accurate view of God. And I think my husband always says that really how, like, if you're worth is based on someone in your life that really means a lot to you. So let's say that, like, you know, you mentioned, you joked about your mom and your fake ID. Like, caring about your mom or something like that. Like her opinion does matter to you. And if she's the most important person in your life, or a spouse or a friend, like, you do care about what that person thinks. And what if that person's God? And then you just really think of how that frames everything else in your life. And so getting to know him for his true character, it really does. It's just, it changes it all.
Well, another thing that you posted that I thought, you know, gosh, I didn't think about this when I was that age, but I tried to do what you talked about. You said, college is not the time of your life, and that's okay. Cramming a lifetime's worth of fun into 4 years is more pressure than it's worth. Actually, the best is yet to come.
Sheesh, right? Maybe I should have had that tattooed. That'd be a long tattoo, like right on my forearm. I don't know, wrap it around.
Right.
I think that's where I really got off track, is I believed a lot of lies, but one of the ones driving some of the others, besides the whole validation quest I was on, was really just having fun. And I felt like, but I turned it into some kind of pressure thing. And when has putting pressure on yourself ever made something like a lot more fun?
Yeah. Negative.
Negative. Right. It doesn't. So I really learned that that was a lie. Like, college doesn't, maybe it's the time of your life, maybe it's not, but I like the attitude of the best is yet to come no matter what, right?
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, a pastor here in town, Kevin Clark at Vineyard, that's been kind of his tagline for 3 or 4 years now, you know, the best is yet to come, and yet I love what you talked about in college. You know, it can be a lot of pressure. I mean, people trying to figure out who you are. I think about where I was, and yet, you know, pressure, I think, you know, one day at a time, it's hard to do that, an hour at a time. I mean, I'm impatient, and I want to know now, and yet I've kind of seen that God's usually not in a hurry. Have you kind of found that?
He's patient. I mean, and his timing's perfect, and sometimes, like you said, you know, putting that pressure on yourself and those deadlines, it really doesn't get you anywhere. In fact, like, it actually derailed me for a number of years, because I had to, like, clean up all the train wreck carnage I left behind, right? So I was trying to have all this fun, and I did have some fun, but at the end of the day, like, my timeline and God's timeline, they weren't on the same, I don't know what they were, ships passing in the night, I don't know.
Right. You just tuned in. We're talking with Katie Humphreys. She is an author, and we're talking about top 10 things I would tell my younger self from her book called Fake IDs. And Katie, I mean, you know, there's so many good things in that. But the last one you put in there that I wanted to have you talk about is, you said, keep the main thing, a relationship with Jesus eventually transforms you. It's where you find confidence and you won't have to fake it anymore. Kind of talk about what that transform looks like to you, because, you know, people hear that Jesus will transform you, but, you know, that kind of sounds a little overwhelming, or like, you know, what
elusive.
Does that look like? Yeah, or elusive is a better word choice. Kind of talk about that.
Yeah, I think that really this sums up everything. Is a relationship with God transformed my life, and that didn't mean necessarily, it's not like I had like a behavior adjustment boot camp plan right away, you know what I mean? I think that how God transformed me is he transformed my heart. And he is still transforming my heart, and my heart won't be fully transformed until I get to heaven. So I've kind of learned that a better word for, instead of this is what I've learned, it's this is what I'm learning, and I'm still in that learning phase. So I'm transformed. Yes, I am a new creation in Christ. The old is gone, the new has come. I am transformed, but I'm still in the process of becoming who the fullest potential of who God has marked out for me to be. And so really keeping Jesus the main thing just means that I get to know him better and better. I pray, I read the Bible, and I just really kind of dwell on who God is and who are you, and Holy Spirit, how can you empower me? Because, I mean, if you are the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and you live in me, like, how can that not be transformational? So just getting to know each person of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, dwelling on those things and letting them transform my heart. It's one thing to feel, I don't know how I would say this. Like, I think it's one thing to kind of tell yourself, like, I'm transformed, but it's another thing to have, like, a heart transformation that seeps into everything else in your life. Yeah. So it's kind of like my heart was transformed, and some things in my life did change, and some are still changing. So, but really, the most important thing that I can ever tell anybody is that the most transformative part of a relationship with God is just knowing that you're made on purpose and for a purpose. And it just kind of reframes your thinking, and it gives you something to live for.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I mean, you know, it's a process. I mean, there's some people, my dad did not accept Jesus till he was almost 50, and he became a mature Christian and followed Jesus and just soaked up God's word. I mean, he was always a good moral man, so that wasn't the issue. But I saw God really transform his heart in a lot of ways. But I have to admit, in my life at least, it's just been kind of a process, slowly but surely. But
right.
As he transforms my heart, I do look at things differently, and people and situations. And I think the biggest thing for me, at least, with the transformation is I just extend a lot more grace, because I've realized how much grace has been extended to me.
There you go. And I think that you just kind of hit the nail on the head right there. One of the transformational things that happens in a relationship with Jesus Christ is you become softer. You become more full of grace. You become more loving. And instead of, like, I kind of in the past, like, I would vacillate between being the behavior police, and then yeah. I was also, like, someone that probably could have had the police called on her. So, like, neither one of those extremes led to any long-lasting peace, like either judging or being the person that you'd look at and be like, wow, she is a train wreck, because I'm telling you what, I definitely was. But really just having a soft heart, getting to know him, it transforms everything.
Well, I love that, and I think that's the thing people will find out, and we're all works in progress. And if you're struggling
I know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, 38, 53, we're still trying to figure it out, but thank goodness for God that he does extend grace. So, hey, I want to encourage you to pick up his book called Fake IDs. There's so much more we could talk about, but in 14 minutes, we can't near do the justice that I'd like to. But pick it up. Lots of good things. We all have our top 10 list of things we would tell our younger self. But I think you can relate to a lot of the things that Katie shared in that. You can pick it up at katiehumphreys.com or Amazon if you want to make it easy. But I want you to stay with us. Tomorrow we're going to talk. She is also an entrepreneur. She started something called Lane of Roses, which is really cool, and I want you to hear about that. And then also, she's an artist, so we're going to talk about both those areas of her life too, on top of being an author. I think they'll encourage you and maybe give you some hope. So tune in tomorrow. Make sure you tell a friend. If you missed today, or you just tuned in late, you're like, man, I wish I could have heard the first part of this, hear more about this book called Fake IDs. You can go to our website, catch the podcast. That's available 24/7, obviously online, for you to listen at your convenience. Just go to hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. I'm Greg Horn, and we'll be back tomorrow with Katie Humphreys.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.